Good afternoon. You're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Sarah Heath and this is the Midday News. Large areas across northern France are facing storms throughout the day today. There are currently 35 départements which have been put under orange alert by Météo France. They cover from the Vendée to the Bas-Rhin, crossing the Île-de-France. Warnings have also been placed in the south of the country for possible flooding, an area covering parts of the Gers and the Tarn-et-Garonne. The Minister for Agriculture has denounced what he has called the illegal blockading of petrol refineries by farmers today. Stéphane Travert has declared that this is not the way to find a solution. Farmers have been blocking France's 14 main sites since this morning, action they are taking as a response to the government's decision to give petrol giant Total permission to operate a biorefinery in the Bouches-du-Rhône. The site will import palm oil which, according to the members of the FNSEA, will mean unfair competition to local producers of rapeseed oil. This evening we'll see the latest round of strikes by railway workers. Services will be affected from 8 o'clock this evening, running into the following 2 days. Unions are determined not to let up on the pressure they are placing on the government over its reforms to the SNCF. This is an important week in the reform process, as a joint commission convenes to finalise the amendments made by the Senate, having already been agreed by the Assemblée. Railway employers and unions will then get together at the end of the week for final negotiations. In the meantime, the SNCF is making an announcement to win over its customers, stating that it will give refunds of up to 50% of the cost of TER rail passes purchased in May. This offer may also cover some intercity services based around Normandy, the Hauts-de-France, the Centre and the Grand Est. Police are appealing for witnesses in the case of two missing people in the Drôme region. Nelly Balmain, who was 29 when she went missing in 2011, and 47-year-old Eric Forêt, who disappeared after going to the shops in 2016. Neither have ever been traced. Both cases are being worked on in parallel with accusations against Nordal Lelandais, who has already been charged with the murder of 9-year-old Maëlys and is connected to two other murder cases. Medical students sitting their first year exams at Tours University are going through additional exam stress this morning. Around 1,300 students are having to resit their English exam after a paper was lost during the original test 2 weeks ago. And finally, the French national football team has arrived at their training base in Russia just 3 days before the start of the World Cup. They will stay 60 kilometres from Moscow in the town of Istra, from where the team manager Didier Deschamps will give a press conference later this afternoon before overseeing a training session. You've been listening to the Midday News. I'm Sarah Heath for English Waves.